friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. We are going to be learning a new hymn called Give of Your Best to the Master. Do you know why we picked this song? It's because we want to do our very best for Jesus. We want to give Him our best. The story that we're going to be going over is about being generous and giving to Jesus, giving to the poor, taking the blessings that Jesus has given us and giving it to others. I don't know about you, but I want to give of my best to Jesus. Glad that you have joined me again as we start a new week of our study. This week we are going to be talking about two rich men who chose. And what choice did they make? Well, you're going to find out. But before we get started, we always want to pray and ask Jesus to be with us and to send His Spirit to help us to understand. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this new day. And as we study your word and Bible, we ask that you will be with us, open our minds, open our eyes and our understanding so that we can know what you want us to learn today. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going over a very famous story today, and I bet you know what it is. Have you ever heard the story of Zacchaeus, the wee little man? There's even a song that talks about the experience that Zacchaeus went through. Well, there was a man named Zacchaeus who lived in the busy city of Jericho. Jericho was a place, a city, that was known for its taxes. It was one of those cities that people would pass through, especially caravans and merchants, and so they would collect taxes. There were a lot of tax collectors who lived in Jericho because there was a lot of taxes that needed to be collected. It was also anciently set apart for the priests. There were a lot of priests and Pharisees who lived in Jericho. So you had a bunch of tax collectors, and you had a bunch of Pharisees and priests. And did the priests like the tax collectors? No, they were enemies. The priests thought that the tax collectors were basically the scum of the earth, that it was horrible. They worked for the Romans, and they took money from their own fellow countrymen to give to the Romans. So they were not looked upon very nicely, and many tax collectors were thieves. They would take more than what was really owed. Well, Zacchaeus didn't have many friends, and guess why? He worked for the Romans. Worse than that, he collected the taxes for the Romans. So he was considered an enemy or a traitor to the other Jews, and the people didn't like either the Romans or the tax collectors. Why? The Romans were the rulers. They were the ones in power, in authority. And the tax collectors made the people pay more money than they owed in taxes. As the Bible story goes, if Farmer Philip's tax was 1 silver coin, Zacchaeus would charge him more, maybe as much as 2 silver coins. Farmer Philip frowned, but he had to pay. Let's look at Luke chapter 19, verse 2, and we'll see what is going on and who the character is in our story. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into 2 parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Once you find Luke, then you look for chapter 19. And then we're going to read verse 2. The verses are those little numbers in the text. So once you find 19, then you look just below that and you should see verse 2. If you need some more time, pause this recording, go ahead and find it, and then press play again. This is what Luke chapter 19 verse 2 says.
Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich.
So Zacchaeus wasn't just a tax collector, he was the chief tax collector. He was the one in charge of all the other tax collectors, maybe even in that entire city. But many people didn't know that he wasn't cheating people anymore. Zacchaeus had had a change of heart. The Jordan River, where John the Baptist had preached, wasn't far from Jericho. And when Zacchaeus heard what John said to tax collectors, he knew that what he had been doing was wrong. The Holy Spirit was working in his heart and helping him to see that what he was doing was wrong and he was feeling bad. He decided to change. We're going to skip back. We're in the same book, but we're going to go to Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. So we're going to flip back a few pages to Luke chapter 3, and then we are going to read verse 12 and 13. Luke chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. We will see that John had come right to that area near Jericho, and that he was encouraging the tax collectors to turn from their wicked ways.
The tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what is appointed for you."
Just because Zacchaeus changed his ways and he wasn't cheating people anymore, did people believe him? They didn't trust him, I'll tell you that. They couldn't believe that he had changed and had become honest. Even after he started returning the money to those he had cheated, most of the people still thought they couldn't trust him. I mean, who ever heard of a tax collector who was honest? It just wasn't done. Of course, everyone in Jericho knew about Jesus. And when Zacchaeus heard that Matthew, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, had been a tax collector himself, he felt hopeful that God could forgive him too. Have you ever taken something that doesn't belong to you? It doesn't feel good. And that little voice or that little feeling that says what you did was wrong or makes you kind of just feel uncomfortable, that is the Holy Spirit talking to your heart and encouraging you to do what is right. And did you know that once you do what is right, you will feel the best happiness ever? I think of a time when I was a little girl and I was at a feed store. Now, a feed store is a place where you buy food for your animals. It might be hay, it might be dog food, it might be chicken food, bird seed. There's all kinds of different food that you buy for your animals. Well, we were at a feed store, and right up at the checkout counter, there were all kinds of little things that you could buy. Have you seen those things? Maybe in the checkout line at the grocery store? There's gum or candy or, well, at the feed store, they have little animal treats and dog biscuits and maybe some mints for people. And I was looking at this little dish that had a bunch of dog biscuits in it. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if I got that dog biscuit and I took it home to the dogs? I didn't ask. And so while my mom was paying, was distracted, I slipped my hand up and I snuck a dog biscuit and I put it in my pocket. And as soon as I got home, I gave it to my dog. Now, do you think my dog liked it? Oh, yes, he loved it. But how do you think I felt? Do you think I felt good? No, I felt awful. And I kept feeling bad, and I kept feeling bad. And time went by, and it still didn't go away. And so you know what I did? I saved my money, and one day I went into that feed store, and I said, it was very hard to do, but I went up to the cashier, and I handed them the money that I would have paid to buy that dog biscuit. And I said, I'm sorry, I took a dog biscuit from your store, and I want to pay for it. And they had this shocked look on their face. They were like, okay, thank you. And it was just a dog biscuit. I don't think it was worth more than 50 cents. But did you know that the feeling I had after paying for that, how happy I felt? And I felt like I could just fly away. I felt like I was floating on air. I was so happy. That's what it's like when we follow God and His Holy Spirit, and when we listen to His voice and we obey it. And that's kind of how Zacchaeus was feeling. He was trying to do what was right, but he wanted to make it right. He wanted to tell everybody that what he had done was wrong and that he promised to do what was right. So here comes Jesus into Jericho, and Zacchaeus is longing to see him and to make everything right. He had made a change in his life, but now he wanted to confess what he had done, and he wanted to tell Jesus that he was going to do the right thing from now on. Do you think he'll get that chance and that opportunity? Well, we'll find out, won't we? I want you to come back next time. But before we go, we need to have a word of prayer and pray that Jesus will help us to be honest and to do what is right, just like Zacchaeus wanted to. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you come into our hearts. Help us to do the right thing. Help us to hear your Spirit speaking to us, telling us what's wrong or what's right. Help us to follow that and listen to it. Thank you for the happiness and the joy that comes when we follow you. And if we've done things wrong, Lord, please help us to make things right. We are so thankful for the stories in the Bible that show us what is right and how we can live like you. Come into our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a new memory verse song, don't we? It's a new week, new memory verse song. So I want you to listen today as we start to learn it.
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.